Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications Group, and I'm here with Natanya Anderson, who's Director of Social Media at Whole Foods. And Natanya, we just sat in the panel together, and we got wind of some challenges that people are having in terms of navigating their social data, but I thought we'd start out with the positive. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about ways in which you use social at Whole Foods that have been really successful for you.
So I think for us, one of the most interesting things about social is our hyper-local presence. Oh. Almost every store we have as a business is reflected as a social channel or a set of social channels. And it really allows us to have a local conversation that I think otherwise for the brand simply would be unmanageable. So one of the things that works in our local channels is the celebration of team members. And almost every day in one of our channels, there's this really cool celebration of a team member who got a promotion or someone who's had an anniversary. And if you imagine me trying to manage that from the brand channel perspective with hyper-targeting and all of those pieces, while it's doable, it's really difficult. And it also doesn't have that local feel. Whereas if Whole Foods Austin is telling the story, it looks a lot more authentic for than if the Whole Foods brand is telling the story. And it really says to our guests, we want to have a conversation with you at the local level. Come be a part of our extended store experience. And then we've been looking at how do we measure the efficacy of that across not only the local stores and those channels, as you would typically with a social presence, but then also how do we take all of the aggregate data that we're getting from across all those channels and compare that to what's happening with our brand and start to understand where you tell which stories, right? So that we can start to really understand what stories our customers want to hear from which of our channels in a way that then encourages them to engage with our communities in multiple levels and not just one.
Okay, so and that's particularly important for a brand like yours that's national, but you want to have sort of a regional foothold, right? Mm-hmm. So now let's talk about a couple challenges that you might have encountered or ways in which you think social has yet to kind of mature enough to be useful for you to gain those insights that you need.
I think the hardest thing for almost all of us is just the volume of data is the first piece. There, you know, they call it big data for a reason. But then figuring out, if I have all of this big data available to me, how do I decide which pieces I'm going to bite off? And some of that is a business process challenge, because I think that we want to be thoughtful about what am I really trying to solve for? How am I really going to impact the business? And one of the challenges is being able to shut out the world a little bit and say, what are my business needs? What data do I have? How do I bring the two together? But then there is the very practical challenge of, how do I take the data that I have and bring it down to a way that can be digested by the organization? Because what I might want to see and might be useful to my team might not be at the level of detail or in the format that's appropriate. Yes. And so I think we continue to try to understand how do we match the data with the business need, with the audience in a way that will actually be consumed to drive change in the business. Yes. And not just do it to say that we did it.
Yes.
And finding the right tools and partners to help us do that in a way that makes sense from a resource perspective too. It's actually one of my biggest mental challenges just in terms of how do I want to think about this in a way that makes sense to the business.
Digestible data, accessible and appropriate for the right audience. Mm-hmm. It's a theme that's come up a lot in multiple different shows that I've been to. So now just for one last question, I noticed in the last panel you were in with me, there was mention of both data visualization mm-hmm. and predictive analytics, and you seemed to nod vociferously that those were two mm-hmm. areas that you'd like to see mm-hmm. grow more mature.
Absolutely. So what's really funny is I talk a lot about how big data is difficult for me and I want to parse it down to small bits, but at the same time, the power of big data, it has a lot of promise in it. And I'm hoping that we can start to get to a place where we can use all the data that's available to us to start to at least make things pop up on our radar sooner. The analogy that I use is I would like to be able to create weather prediction for business issues. And yes. So I feel like as businesses, we all have little things swarming around us, and they might be little weather systems, and it might look like a little bit of rain. But at any point, it could turn on you and all of a sudden become a full-blown storm. And what I want to do is see, can we look at enough historical data for things that started as small storms and became big hurricanes, and use that to help us essentially create a forecast of, you know what, this issue has a 75% chance of becoming something bigger. Let's take some proactive steps now versus, as of right now, we think it's going to be small, so maybe let's just watch it. Because that would help us be so much more reactive and so much more effective with our time. And then, of course, applying that to marketing, how could we begin to see if something that we've created has the potential to have much broader reach? I shy away from the word viral, but then maybe we need to boost it a little bit with paid and help us better inform the choices that we're making with our resources. So for me, it's all about, we have this wealth of data. How do we mine it and the trends that have come out of it to help us be forward thinking and not just backwards thinking?
A very common theme that's come up a lot at the show. So thank you so much for your insights and sharing a little bit about your business. And we hope you continue to enjoy the show. I definitely am.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. It's been a great day.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thank you.